Senator Al Simpson. On this first day of 1988, Ted Kennedy and I will have a look at the year ahead. We'll face off after this. Happy New Year, Ted. Here we are, 1988. Every 4 years, the world watches three certain events with great interest: the winter and the Summer Olympics and the American presidential elections. But the past two Summer Olympic Games have been marred by international politics, Ted. The modern Olympics were begun in 1896 with the honest hope that the Games would promote world peace and understanding. Let's both work to assure that these Games will again rise above the political differences that have so tarnished the Olympics in recent years. We'll have partisan politics galore during the presidential campaign, and that is right where partisanship has its most proper place. Let's keep politics out of the Olympics and try to keep presidential politics on a higher plane. Americans deserve that.
Al, I have a feeling 1988 is going to be a happier new year for Democrats than Republicans, but I do hope the year goes at least a little better for you right-wingers than 1987. You've had a tough year defending Oliver North, Robert Bork, aid to the Contras, and all your other fiascos. But I am intrigued by your Olympic analogy, Al. When politics becomes an Olympic sport, it's hard to keep it on the high plane that you and I want. The American people have had enough talk about dwarfs and wimps and campaign gossip. It's okay for the press to follow candidates around, but it would be better if they spent equal time following the issues. There are major differences between our two parties, Al, from arms control to civil rights. Democratic candidates are talking about those issues, and if the country's listening, we're going to win the gold medal on Election Day in 1988. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the epidemic of illiteracy plaguing the nation. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.